And thank you, Greg, and welcome to Coffee Call this morning. And we're going to be talking about the big plant sale. It's the Master Gardener's annual plant sale, and this will be held at the Marshall County Extension Office. And we'll let our guests, we've got a round table of guests here. I'll just let them introduce themselves, if that's okay.
I'm Kathy Nard. I've been a Master Gardener since 2016.
I'm Kelly Canfield, and I've been a Master Gardener since 2007, so 16 years.
All right, Kelly.
Pat Stewart, new Master Gardener.
Tammy Wadelski, Master Gardener since 2018.
Now, a new Master Gardener, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Now, what does it take to become a Master Gardener?
You want to say that?
Kelly, you can answer that.
There is a system in place where we offer a class at the extension, and you can call there any time and find out when our next class will be scheduled. And it takes about 13 weeks, once a week, an evening class, and covers a myriad of topics. And when you get all done, you get a book and a big manual, and there's a little bit of a test. And then community hours need to be served. And I believe it starts with 40 your first year. Mm-hmm. And after that, I think it's 30. And those go by really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Plus continuing education hours that we have to accumulate throughout our season. And so, and then that's also something that you have to continue while you the years pass, is to always get your volunteer hours in and work with the community, and then always learning something new.
Right, and that's what I love. I can't believe it at my age. I'm like, boy, I'm just learning more and more. I was a city girl when we moved here, and I was a little intimidated at first because a lot of the people in my class lived here. So, mm-hmm. You know, their parents, their grandparents all had big gardens or farms. I always said we were elbow-to-elbow houses, so we didn't. If we had a garden, it was really small. But I have learned so much. I just love it myself because we get to meet. We're great friends here, right here. But we make a lot of friends working with the community, like Tammy said, because we go out to the schools and we do a lot of different things. So, yeah, it's great. We work with the libraries.
Nursing homes.
Yeah.
Resiliency centers, yeah. Boy Scouts. I mean.
So.
And how do you pick? I know I see you up doing like on the court square, mm-hmm. doing things. Like, how do you pick a place to do the landscaping, you might say?
Well, usually the person that would be in charge of that specific activity would contact our office, right, and talk with our ag agent, our wonderful leader, yes, also, Nikki Rhine. Mm-hmm. And then Nikki approaches the Master Gardeners during our meetings, because we meet once a month. And then we have, throughout the people, our members, we're just like, okay, I'll do it. I mean, it's just on a volunteer, mm-hmm. basis. But once again, it's always to meet the needs of the community, and that's the most important thing. So we work always together as a team, mm-hmm. and Nikki is a great advocate for Master Gardeners, obviously, and then we just get the job done and try to, mm-hmm. make everyone happy.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And we were fortunate that we have 15 new Master Gardeners this year. So it was a really good class, and so we've really boosted our number, and hopefully, I think for sure, because we were on the committee for the Master Gardeners plant sale, that there will be even more, if you've ever been, more flowers, no shrubs, no plants, you know, whatever we have. We're also going to have a kids' corner this year, which I've been asked to take care of, and so I have several things. It was on our brochure. You'll get to do the Chia Pets activity, and I've got some colorings for the kids, you know, plants and trees. And then also another Master Gardener, myself, came up with making a natural wind chime, which I'm pretty excited about myself, so I'm looking forward to it. So if you're coming and you've got little children or even middle-aged children, just send them up, tell them to look for Kathy or the Kids Corner, and come on up and let's see what we can't get done that day.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
And of course, we're talking about the big plant sale. It's an annual event. It's the seventh annual plant sale. It's a fundraiser as well, and the money that is raised goes to scholarships for
kids here. That is correct. Tammy was going to talk about that somewhat. So.
Yes, so once again, we want to give back. So we reach out to our local high schools and even the Christian schools for students that are looking to go into the agricultural agronomy, some type of agricultural field.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an application process. So we have taken those to the schools, and then the counselors are also the ones that kind of reach out to the students. Last year, we gave out three $1,000 scholarships.
Wow.
This year, right now, we've given out one, and she will be presented with her check next month at our meeting in June. So it's, once again, it's for continuing education, and we also want to always give back.
And the plant sale will be this Saturday, May 20th, from 8 to noon, and a new location. It is a new location, but it's just less than a quarter of a mile.
From, skip and jump is what I've been saying.
Yeah.
From
yes.
the current.
But more parking.
This new location is something that we, at the office, because I do work at the office with the extension, we are so excited, super excited. The space is over 20,000 square feet, where we currently have about 8 to 9, and that we'll have the actual plant sale will be in the event room. So when you go through the lobby, we will have Ask a Master Gardener corner where you can ask questions. We'll have educational materials out there. We'll have door prizes. And then when you go actually into the event room, it's going to be, Plant City.
Yeah.
And so it will be so exciting to have the actual space. No one will be on top of each other. We'll also have carts, wagons for you to haul around with boxes, so you can fill up those back ends of your car. And but we are so excited about this new location, and we will have signs. There's signs not only at the corner of 641 and Mayfield Highway, but also there will be some at the actual location, which is 2081 Mayfield Highway.
Exactly. Where the extension office is, just
a little bit further down.
Yeah.
Correct.
Easy to find them.
A mile.
Yeah, very, very close.
Southeast, I think.
And again, this will be from 8 a.m. to noon, and the Master Gardeners will be doing this. They'll have trees, shrubs, vegetables, fruits, herbs, bulbs, all kinds of good stuff, and even things for the kids as well. And one of the things, Tammy, is all of us have experienced from this last winter, from that extreme cold spell and last year with the drought, we've got a lot of plants to replace, trees and plants, so this
definitely
will be a great time to do that.
And our prices are very, very reasonable. They've been taken care of by the Master Gardeners. And we also, like I said, we'll have Master Gardeners there if you have any questions. And then we will help in any way. We also even pack them out to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Plant
them?
I don't know about planting them.
If you give Barbara Ray a tip.
But we did have a tree giveaway to help supplement for the tornado victims this past year, which we gave out over 200 and some trees.
Mm-hmm.
The community was able to come to the office and select from a variety of different trees. And so that was very rewarding when you saw the pain of what those people have gone through, and then to give them back a tree that meant so much to them. You know, you don't think about it, but you know, that's nature.
Sure.
And it's just also a part of your property, and you want to increase the value, and one best way to do that is by landscape and your natural things like trees and shrubs and flowers. and lots of things to bring in, pollinators, you know, hummingbirds, mm-hmm. all of that good stuff.
Exactly.
We've got a lot of vegetables,
too. We have
a lot of tomatoes and peppers and other vegetables.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful. So. All right, well, let's get to a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about the plant sale. But again, make sure that's on your calendar. This coming Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon at the new location of the Marshall County Extension Office, or the extra location, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. but the former Central Church of Christ building on Mayfield Highway, and again from 8 to noon. It's out at 2081 Mayfield Highway in Benton. And we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.